Domestic ID is actually a piece of watercolor paper padded and scorched with steam iron images behind a window frame. I use the window frame as opposed to a picture frame because I wanted to stay with the image of domestic or home. When I am attracted to an object, I try to define the object in a very explosive way. So the steam iron appeared to be a symbol of domesticity. And in the explosion, that meant domestic workers, which meant my family, which meant black people. And the handle of the iron was black, so then it meant black Africa. It meant that in a certain town in a certain part of USA, there were several domestic workers, and each one used a different kind of iron. One domestic worker may have used a Silex, another one might have used a GE or a Sunbeam. So that became their domestic ID. If you take that back to the time of, say, pre-Civil War slavery, the domestic ID symbol that became their symbol of identification in the master's house prior to that may have been their tribal symbol. There are 12 different scorch marks, and each scorch represents a different brand, brand as in brand name, but also brand as in branded by a hot iron. And they're all the popular brands in the U.S., and each one has a distinctive pattern that is a result of the steam holes in the bottom of the iron. So for me, they're like scarification. The steam iron, for me, can represent a shield or a house or a mask, depending on which way the point is. I would find them and I would take them apart. I would think of it more like an anthropologist or an archaeologist finding a thigh bone of a dinosaur in the desert and then digging more and more and finding the whole body. So I would find an iron on the street and I would take it apart and then I would discover different things inside of it and use those parts to make statements. If someone were to find some of these pieces 100 years from now, I would like them to see it as the remains of a civilization or a tribe.